Hey, this is Mirka from the Three Virtues. I just wanted to give a shout out to my brothers. It is their 17th birthday today. Happy birthday, guys. I love you.
Kanohijo, the Lean Bianco E magazine. Because putting the prefix E behind words was so totally 90s, yet we can still say it. Kanohijo.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
How's life inside?
Oh, you cut out on one. That was funny.
It just held my breath.
You're like, five, two, four, one. Three, two, one.
Yeah. My one got chopped in half.
I held my breath for most of the song, but
dude, I think if you extended that, it could sound like you're in pain.
5, 4, 3, 2.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Shut up! Shut up, Spiky.
No, you. Stop
the stupid sound effects.
So, Messner, how's the weather? Oh, wait!
Yeah, new Messner day. Because he's a noob and slept too long.
Yep.
So, let's say our names. I am the Hero Factory Hayden, Bionicle 11, Call of Duty liking, Halo disliking, TTV associated, due to foods, LJ.
I'm Tom. Just Tom.
I'm Tsumiki, the guy with the awesome sound effects.
I'm Alina, who is interrupting everyone.
I'm Mirka, the Roxy on the sugar high.
We yeah. Also
not sugar.
Ignore. Well,
no.
Sugar. You're on our sugar high too, Mir.
Yes, I'm practically bouncing in my seat.
I just had a ton of sugar this morning and just now too.
It's probably.
I had a ton of sugar just now.
I'm like an idiot.
Just 5 minutes ago, I was feeling really mad, and now I'm feeling really happy.
That's kind of good.
I feel like
that's good. Let's feel happy while we read the news. Tom, let's go read the news.
And this week on the news, we have fun, games, and death on the BZ Powercast. Ninja Go, Fire Dash, are you hot enough? November-December LEGO Magazine, in the mail. Update for Pharaoh's Quest. LEGO and NASA team up. TPTB number 3, The Mystery of the Red Star. Minifig Series 3 revealed. Brickfest 2011 canceled. And just in, LEGO and NASA details emerge. And that is the news. Kill music.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounded really boring.
Why is Brickfest canceled?
Well, apparently because of staffing issues, but I think it might be more for the lack of money.
Yeah, I don't get why they're saying it's staffing issues when you're already, see, this is the middle of November. Count all of this month of November, December, January, February, and it's in March. It's 5 months, people, to get
maybe
stuff.
Maybe it is
out.
Staffing issues and they have too little money.
Maybe someone died.
They can't hire.
So I bet someone died.
No, you're positive. I don't think that their grief would last that long.
If somebody died, wouldn't they, you know, tell us, have a whole memorial service made out of Legos?
It's confidential.
It's still,
it's a shame, really.
Yeah. Even though I live nowhere near Portland and probably can't go to there, man. That's all right.
And even though before now I had never even heard of a Brickfest, so.
Indie Brick World is still on, so I'm happy.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah. Once I actually learned that there is, in fact, something interesting happening in Indiana.
What
was that, LJ?
That was an awesome laugh. That's what it was.
Yes. All right. What was Sumiki saying?
Ninja Go, Fire Dash, are you hot enough?
Yeah, no one cares.
No, I'm not hot enough, but I think Var's mom is.
Oh! Hey, maybe you should be in the episodes, Var. We wouldn't make fun of your mom.
Guys, that's me.
No, it's funny.
Come on, guys. Cut Var some slack.
Cut Var's mom some slack.
Well, Var and Miso did both ditch us in the podcast.
Isn't it bad enough that Var's mom has to deal with Var? Now you're dissing her? Good grief.
Yeah. He makes those types of jokes all the time. Yeah. It's an inside joke.
Yep. I know, but still.
Stay on topic here.
Yeah.
The Powers That Be, Chapter 3.
Amazing.
Yes, it's awesome, but still, we can't talk about it because of spoilers.
Oh, darn it.
We should move to Elf Minifig.
But wait.
What?
Very quickly say that. Greg Farley, it's static to say that, talk about this chapter, so... Definitely check that out.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's actually
mini
freaking amazing.
Yeah, probably that's probably the best chapter of a serial.
Oh heck yeah.
My eye glows. I'm sorry.
What?
It's a sugar. I did that whole my eye glows thing again. Now with new credibytes in it.
Anyways, Minifig series 3 reveal. This is like the most interesting thing on the news this week. We've had the list for about a couple months now, but these pictures are amazing.
I felt that the, you know, Mystery of the Red Star is most interesting, but this is cool too.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the baseball player myself.
That elf is actually really cool. It's basically a Legolas with mail and a big shield with a deer head on it, which I'm going to admit is like the most legit shield design that Lego's ever put out. Ever.
That gorilla looks really realistic with that really extremely realistically sized banana.
Hey, you look at
his body.
Yeah,
it looks hilarious.
Native American chief, totally legit.
Yeah.
I'm not really liking the mold for the baseball player's bat.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I like my own custom popsicle better.
But and that spear,
is epic win.
Dangerous.
Man.
The fisherman's pole just looks plain
weird.
Strange.
I know, it looks like some obscure...
Do they have to make the pilot old?
It looks like some obscure technique piece from like the 90s.
Yeah, it could be an interesting part, but I have a couple of parts that came with Ewok attack.
Yes,
set.
Ewok hang glider, the fishing pole.
Holy!
Ewok hang glider. I actually got two of those sets, which means I have a number of... The old style
fishing poles,
dude, which
actually
I
put a string
loved.
Through and put those little hook things on it. Those were awesome.
Hey, those guys.
Were. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Very quickly, I'd like to mention all these guys are holding something except for the pilot.
Oh, yeah.
I think the pilot. Wait, the pilot looks like he's got a backpack if you look closely.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, good point.
I could build that. The pilot's, like, unless they were going for a steampunk thing, which I doubt it, the pilot's, like, the most mediocre one here.
Oh, before we move on, what the heck is that wrestler holding?
That's a statue.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. That's
seriously,
a really awesome piece. It's an awesome piece.
It says
but...
award.
Award for what?
It looks like it's made out of chocolate. No wonder he's.
Serious, but they didn't. I'm not impressed with that one.
Hey.
They didn't make him fat enough.
Yeah, they should have a whole new torso piece that made people fat.
No.
They need
that would be
stuff.
Awesome.
Considering
they were
looking less pregnant.
Chubby.
Still.
That's thick.
They
should
have put one of those disc pieces on in the front so that at least his belly would curve out a bit, you know?
They need to look like 8 months pregnant.
I think the wrestler's skinniness could be remedied by Play-Doh. You could get some yellow and stick it on there.
You know, Play-Doh. Extra auricular. Yeah, that actually is. I'm quite sure.
I like Hula Dancer. Is that an actual paper skirt around her or something?
I hope.
Well, I hope.
Why?
Although the little
Miraculous cool.
thing she's holding. She looks like she's holding a couple of drumsticks.
Yeah, the Mexican had those too.
The hula girl.
What, drumsticks?
The hula girl brings back bad memories. My mom forced me to take hula dancing. I didn't like it.
Aww.
2 or 3 months of horror.
Oh. What's with the space alien? That's a huge head for a V-Pig.
I know, I don't like that head, because it was in Space Police 2.
It's freaky. I kind of like the colors of the gun, but the whole head thing
purple
is
lightsaber blade for the win. The only other place you could get that is like from Mace Windu in like some $100 set or whatever. It wasn't even
Space villain's got a peg leg.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
I know, right?
I just realized something.
And look at his arm. That's freaky. Yes,
what did you realize, Lena?
I thought the mummy was holding a lobster.
I don't look like the lobster to me.
Oh, look. Kasumiki's Lena, back.
I was the brain fried from SAT testing yesterday, okay?
SAT and anything else we want to talk about before we move on? Does anyone ever care about this Pharaoh's Quest or Ninjago? Like, the websites, no, but once the themes come out, the only thing
I actually cannot get access to the websites.
I don't even care enough to go to the websites. All I want to know is what the sets look like.
I don't really care about anything else, anything that is really Lego other than Bionicle, so I don't really know the stuff you guys know.
Oh, by the way, I was just going to point out the fun Games and Death on the BZ Powercast, that was put out like 5 minutes after I got done editing and releasing our Halloween special.
It's
ooh, bad move.
Creepy.
No, bad move, like, business-wise, because everybody's going to go there, even though I doubt anyone goes there. So, yeah. Does anyone know anyone that listens to that?
I listen to it occasionally.
I'd never have listened to it. I mean, I've downloaded it once, but I kind of forgot about it.
I occasionally do it if they describe what the how-to BZP is about, but, usually that stuff I already know, or basic stuff. Not stuff that's, copied and pasted out of the thing that no one ever reads.
Yeah.
What's it called? The compendium.
Yeah.
Samiki, we need you first to play a theme song for the Hot Topics because we're so lazy.
Nope. I got this. Song. I got this under control.
Wait, I got this. I got this.
Nope.
I'm serious. I got this.
Okay. What is this? I don't think he has this.
I don't think he has this either, so I'm gonna start.
Okay, you do that.
Hot Topics.
Okay, that works. Smeaky.
Smeaky, you just shut up.
Hey now. Hey.
Today in the Hot Topics. Number 10, how much longer left?
Right.
9, Blerix the Titan, version 2. Version. 8, BBC Contest 60, results. 7, I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
I can't do it. 5, what makes you want to read? Molds we should have had.
Yes.
3, how
I'm confused.
Do you 2, Legend of Matanui videos.
Want to watch it?
And number 1, Talkback. The power that is number 3, the mystery of the red star.
The power is that B.
And that is the Hot Topics.
Hot Pockets!
Hot Topics! Ah! You did it again. Now you made me hungry.
Oh,
really? Hot Pockets.
I think about Hot Pockets whenever I want to be not hungry. Because Hot Pockets suck.
Sumi, I like Hot Pockets. They have kept me from starving many a time.
I love Hot Pockets.
This is not a podcast about eating Hot Pockets.
All right.
Let's get on.
So, anyone who
wants Hot Topics? I can't do it about.
What is this madness that is molds that we should have had?
That's basically like parts that we never got from the topic molds we should have had. Kahurito of Plant says, what is the mold you wish Lego had made most? I say the Inika from Bionicle Heroes, or the original Mata and Diva masks made to fit Mechu heads, including the HAL, since the stars only fit one, only fit Hav Torn. Also, some more gunmetal and black weapons, so parts that they didn't make, but things such as Diker says, how about a three axle long Technic piece with all three of them being axle only.
Oh yeah, that'd actually be pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't really considered what sorts of pieces I would like Lego to make.
Our very own Smeek said three-way ball joints. No clue how it would work. It's so rad.
You mean like, okay, so we already have the three-way splitter, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
triaxle. Why not put, triaxle. Why not put ball joints on those?
I don't know. Actually, that's not mine, I have to say. I got that idea from Yuji Metru once in a similar topic.
Wow.
Okay.
Personally, I would say more realistic weapons.
Me being an animal lover, I love to see more animal shaped. You know, like the ones they had for that medieval fair set they made. That was awesome.
Even though
so many specialized pieces. Oh, I thought we were talking about Lego in general. Bionicle. My bad.
Bionicle.
Okay then. I wish that they would make more pieces that actually bend well. You know, most of the sets right now they're so blocky, and the earlier sets like the Toa Mata. Before they became Nuva. Well, even the Nuva, you couldn't even move their heads. You can maybe turn them like 90 degrees, but other than that, I wish they had started out more like the Metru sets where you could actually pose their heads.
Yeah, I agree. Seriously, I'm serious.
Seriously.
One last thing, as this one guy, Zai Kinao, however, molds that didn't crack so much.
Oh, maybe. Yes. And actually, if none of you heard, that was not due to the kind of plastic they used or the weakness in the socket holders. Lego was completely wrong in 2008 by switching that socket piece to make it more square, if you know what I mean.
Agreed.
If you look
shut up to Mickey. The problem was actually the ball joints were like a nanometer or a millimeter, whatever, too big.
Oh.
And they kept snapping everything, because they'll even snap old sockets. I can attest to that.
Yeah, they've snapped some of my older blade sockets that came in the Tometru in their upper arms and upper legs. But snapped.
They fixed that problem with Hero Factory, though, as far as I know.
Somewhat.
Yes, for some they snap all the time, and other ones. I've actually discovered a way to stop them from cracking so much.
What's that?
And really?
It doesn't work all the time. The thing is, especially if it's really squeaking a lot, like if you twist around it, it starts to go.
That's just because your socket.
That's kind of like my door. LJ, remember how squeaky my door was?
That's just because your socket is dirty.
In any
case, there's dust and dirt and stuff in it.
What I've done, because sometimes when I pulled it out, usually if it's squeaky, I just pull it out, it snaps pretty epically, like it explodes.
Yeah.
So, like one socket just snapped in half. I'm like, what the heck?
With the doo doo dudes.
This sounds really disgusting, but I put some saliva on the end of my finger and twisted it around the ball joint. So it's to put that a layer of lubrication between the two, and then I just easily slid it out. A couple of them snapped, a couple of them didn't, but it's a less high success rate.
Actually, Sumi, you would actually... why did I just call you Sumi? Sumiki, that's not at all gross, actually, like as far as build goes. There's like a lot of biting work with Emocene.
Yeah,
I heard an idea once that Lego should actually look into like dental wear and stuff to where like we can snap this thing our teeth, like you know those brick getter offer pieces that everyone keeps losing, but they're actually kind of useful.
Yeah,
they should make one of those that like fits in your teeth, like those fake vampire or hillbilly teeth, and it helps to get bricks out.
That'd be pretty interesting.
I've never used my teeth for any of those. I'd rather ruin my fingernails than ruin my teeth.
I've ruined
so I don't want to get stuck up in my braces and have to go and it's like, what's this? It's a Lego brace. It's stuck on my braces. And I was like, what? This is it already.
All right, moving on.
What about the topic, I can't do it?
Oh, you can't.
He says, Kay and I said, do you ever feel like you can't do something that seems like everyone else can do? So, if so, specifically for me, it would have to be Emocene. Yeah, I tried it a while back, but you can look at them and not be too impressed. I used to be that way about spreading. I'm such a beginner, but better on my way. I still feel that way about animations, even after hearing... Even after having downloading GIMP. What do you guys think?
I can't write stories and actually publish them to save my life.
I cannot really sprite.
See, I can MOC, but I don't post there anymore.
I simply cannot sprite at all. I've tried, and they look just awful. And again, I'm not really one that would enjoy doing that, as like making comics and everything. It's just not my cup of tea.
I don't think I can get my priorities done quick enough. Like, I have a bunch of storyline comics I want to do, but I just cannot get on the way of really getting down to it and finishing them. It's just really hard to do. Let's Alina have one word on this. Alina, what do you think you can't do?
Oh, and just for an input, Miraka says she cannot MOC Worth to save her life.
Miraka.
Whatever.
Not Miraka. Miraka.
Miraka.
So Morocco says it took her 3 years
it, right,
to learn how to make comics, and all of her tweaks are on existing sprites. Anyway.
So Alina, what do you think you can't do? Alina.
I don't think she can talk.
Never mind.
You hear us?
Yeah, I think okay. She just BRB'd without telling
us. Can you hear us, Alina?
Oh, wow, Alina. Oh, wow.
Earth to Alina.
Interruption.
Ganoi General, Lean by Akali Magazine. Go check it out. Now.
Let's just move on.
Wait. Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, wait, there she's alive.
Okay.
I had my mic muted by accident.
Okay, Alina, what do you think you can't do?
Feels like I can't write, even though I'm pretty sure all of you guys will say otherwise.
Oh, you can write.
I used to feel so scared about putting my writings up that it took me over 2 years to feel confident enough to put things on BZ Power. Mm. And then for fan fiction.
I don't think I've really read anything you've written.
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, what?
And usually if you guys start reading out what I write out loud, I start to get really embarrassed and want to shrink into a corner.
Yum.
Because it starts sounding much worse when it's read out loud.
Okay. Well, you did it.
Yep.
So. Okay, so, shall we move on to the Comic Maker Spotlight of Spotlights?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. Time to play the music. Alright. Time for a little comic makey pixel-ness.
Yeah.
Okay, the first time I tried to put this comic maker in the spotlight, I was interrupted by a few certain people whose names happen to start with an S and a V.
No, it was just me.
I'm not pointing any fingers, Samiki. I mean, at anyone.
are you talking about me?
No, your name clearly does not begin with an S or a V.
The comic maker we are putting in the spotlight today is Lava Side Rahi. He's actually one of the comic maker veterans, as can be said on BZ Power. Let's talk about a little bit about the member. Lava Side Rahi joined on the 13th of January, 2004. He's racked up 3,548 posts in that time. What a shiny faxon he has. Young faxons. Let's see. Yeah. Basically, he's retired. He just recently retired from comic making. With his he ended it with LR's Comics, The Final Act, a 13-part miniseries. And there's the last comic for those who I've linked it to the chat.
Thank you.
LR is extraordinarily unique in the fact that all of his work is drawn in paint. He uses no other special effects besides those done in the MS Paint program. In his last comic, it was kind of like an end to the end of the miniseries and his entire comics.
Oh, the kiss.
I swear, imagine if I shoot you. So yeah, LR, he definitely had a very interesting style. He very much so brought it out there, and the way he did things was unique. Let me explain by going to the comedy section after I go to the graphics section. Graphics look amazing, and I cannot imagine how he had the patience to draw this by hand in paint.
I agree. Just as a spokesman, kind of, for MS Paint, this actually looks pretty challenging.
But he did it, and it lasted about 6 years.
Dang.
Nice. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Especially if it's on BZ Power.
Let me link this to you guys, but I would like to read one of his comics. Larry is one of his characters. Larry's Guide to Common Fan Expressions. LOL. This is mildly amusing. Ruffle. I chuckled once. Keep up the good work. I may revisit these comics, but don't hold your breath, kid. That must have taken a lot of work. These look nice, and I appreciate the effort you put in, but it's not very entertaining. Not your best work. This sucks. Good for a first timer. This really sucks. Do you accept guest stars? These suck unless I get to be in them. These are the only Razor series I like. No, I'm not a Razorist. In fact, some of my best friends are Razor comic makers. But I wish I had posted sooner. Hey, long time no see. When did your comics stop sucking? These are just as good as Dark Zone 9's. I've never actually seen Dark Zone 9's comics, but you people seem to like it if I say this. Anything Dark Zone 9 says? Lo, your comic hath amused me, lowly peasant. And also I graced your peasant short discussion with my presence. Legal disclaimer. The author of this publication does not in any way mean to suggest displeasure with Dark Zone 9 or any of the loyal fans who post in the author's discussion topic. They are only the only reason this publication even exists in the first place. In layman's terms, it's a joke. Get over yourselves. I find that hilarious.
That's actually really awesome.
It seems he has great humor. Yeah. Much better than any of ours.
Yeah, also, as Mir said, the guy's still kicking. Showed up in my Halloween comic recently, and in the meantime, he's carrying on with his life. I just wish Coffee Crazy and Mask Steeler characters would have come back, but... he definitely had... Now, let's get to the comedy part of it. He had an interesting way of presenting this, because he had a lot of plot-based comics... while he still had his comedy comics. As I just read to you guys, the comedy part of it, it's not so much slapstick humor, although he has shown some of that, as it is, it's kind of a mix between slapstick and wording, and then parroting things. With his recent act, LR's comics, The Final Act, he really based the plot not so much off of has been said to me, he did not base all his entire plot off of actions like the studio exploded, OMG, Fred died. None of that. No. He based it off the characters or the characters' actions, like LR. He signs a contract to get the comics back. But it all falls to pieces after 6 years. So, it's extraordinarily unique, and it really gets in there. And then Birth of Ultramatorin. It's action-packed. It's one of those action comic series. It's just, like I said, unique, very special. After 6 years, LR says, okay, gotta move on with life. Great. Here's the end. Talk to you guys later. Believe he's sticking around BZ Power? It's done with Comic Maker. That's the Comic Maker Spotlight. Check out while it is still alive. Lava Side Rocky and Lady Irvi Comic Studios V2.0. Refresh, no refills, no refund. And that's the Comic Maker Spotlight.
Oh, why?
Okay, Are we ready for the MSC spotlight?
Yes, sir.
I hope so.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Shut up, Shmeeky.
No, you, no, you.
All right. This week in the MOC section, we have from Equal Sign, Zion, and Equal Sign, Toa Magna, Toa Nova Branch, first MOCs, please criticize so that I can get better. That's a pretty honest title. And in this MOC, we actually have some pretty cool Toa mods. Well, not mods even. These are custom bodied, which is fantastic. In this picture, he has a red one and two silver ones, one with a silver Evoki and one with a Trina. The armor on these guys is downright amazing. The two parts that the silver armor really catches my eye, especially the hip piece, the hand on the Trina wear, and his leg guards, and then the Knight's Kingdom's shoulder armor on the legs of the Evoki wearer. The first problem that comes to mind on all of these is the torso. It is extremely thin. I would suggest bulking it up. Maybe just, it looks weird with that piece like repeated in the middle. It looks like a stack
long
of tires.
Long.
Yeah, it looks like a stack of tires mixed with long cat. Second complaint is on the red one, I believe that is Malum's foot on the front, the red Hordika foot. Blue pins, unnecessary, please take out, okay, thanks, bye. Other than that, armor on these is great, you know, the limbs are just basic limbs.
And in this time, Messenak shall say...
Well, hang on, I'm not done.
Dance Dance Revolution!
I was gonna say something else. I forget.
Shoulder armor.
Oh no! Mid arm armor on the Trina wear. Totally custom. Awesome.
Epic win.
Yeah.
Totally awesome.
Heart lights are actually right at the right place where they're supposed to be. Maybe on the Trina wear it's sticking out just a bit, but that's all right. And yes.
The shins look weird on the Trina wear.
I like them.
Yeah. You just don't think of those parts as armor.
Actually, on my Bromeliad, the War Hero MOC that I actually never finished again, those were actually shoulder armor.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually
look... Very quickly,
yes, sir?
If I can pronounce this correctly, the names of said Toa. The Evoki wearer is the creator's self-mock Zion Toa of Energy.
Oh, cool.
The red one is Kurzan Toa of Shadow Plasma.
Awesome.
And the... Trina wear is Irotus Toa of Iron.
See, the iron wearers look the coolest always. Or the iron wielder, whatever. The iron people.
From the front, the Trina wearer looks kind of strange, but from an angle, he looks a lot better.
I really like him. Irotus is my favorite one here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because his name almost sounds like Herodotus, which is my favorite historian.
Anyway.
Next one. Oh, actually, on Toa Zion, the max power angel form, that's kind of cool too, because he's got wings and whatnot. So yeah, that is the Toa Magna Toa Nova branch. Please criticize so that I can get better by Equal Sign Zion Equal, and they are pretty cool. Next MOC is from Fisnorgelpuff.
I still love that name.
It is life. Toa Ignica, and I'm trying to read up, see if this is the first MOC or not. I don't think it is. Anyway, this is actually a pretty cool MOC. Nice, compact, custom build. Unfortunately, the chest makes it look like it's female. I'm not saying that because I think putting Nuva shoulder armor on the chest always makes it female.
Her axe on her!
Hey,
what
about
Redaka?
Axon
looked buff.
Yeah.
Oh, combination of that and the waist.
Yeah, it just looks female all over. It'd make a nice female Toa Ignica with extremely short arms. Actually, those are actually, like, realistic arms, but whatever. Yeah, there's actually a lot of custom modding on this MOC, and... I know the first thing you guys picked out was the mask. The mask is really cool. I don't know how you did that, but
I don't know either.
Awesome.
I say put it in the sun. I just say that.
It's actually, I voiced my opinion on it on the emoji's femininity in actual topic, and Snugglepuff replied and says, "It never occurred to me the arm to do feminine. However, let's remind ourselves females and males really have no physical differences, besides differences already determined by the fact that they are an individual. And this design is the most unisex I have ever created, and Gali uses it too."
I disagree.
Yeah, I agree with Tom.
I disagree.
I agree with Tom.
Yeah. There are clear gender differences. Now, in Bionicle canon, there are no differences between female and male other than voice and physical build. They're the same AI. However, I mean, like, they don't have the female-male gender things that make us humans gender-based. Anyway.
Yeah. Moving on.
The other custom part on this MOC, if you look on the arms, those little turbine things, he cut the ends of them off so they would work as little arm thingies. And those actually work. In fact, I would not mind doing that myself for an MOC.
I'm usually not a fan of modifying pieces, and I don't like the arms because of that, but the mask is awesome, I have to say.
Yeah, the mask is legit.
There's one thing I would like to see on this one, and that is the hands.
Yeah, he needs the...
He needs some Glatorian hands.
Yeah, he needs the Glatorian hands. Yeah. But remember, he's trying to duplicate the 2008 Toei Nika. They didn't have the hands back then.
Yeah, but it should have.
Yeah, it would look a lot better because it would be cool because it's getting realistic, but then just because of the hands, it's like the sword is basic. The legs are pretty cool, really well armored. The back is cool, well armored there as well with the little tank thingies. Didn't the original set have something like that?
No.
No? Okay, I'm thinking of Nuparu Mari.
Mm-hmm. But which are on the shoulders.
Yeah, I still think those are cool though. Anyway, that is Life, Toei Nika, by Snorgelpuff.
I think there may be a custom part on the legs.
Really?
If you look closer.
Where at?
If you look closer on the, near the knee joint, where the yellow, angle part goes into the silver Kelma armor.
Oh, wait, yeah.
It looks like it's cut there.
I see it. Yep. Yeah, I see what you're talking about, too. It's right on, like, near the middle of the shins. Yeah, that is an angle piece. Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It actually kind of fills it in a bit nicer. Again, I have nothing against modding parts unless you're, like, cutting up a 24-karat Kanoe How, then that's one. But...
Someone did that? Or
no, I'm just saying.
No, I think you have to use, like, a plasma torch or something.
Yeah, laser, diamond, whatever. Anyway, custom... I'm just going to take a bit here and talk on custom modding parts. And yes, we are done with the section, but custom modding parts can be used beneficially, but at the same time, it's a waste because it's really a two-way thing. I think we should be grateful for what LEGO has given us, and we should be able to make what we can from what they've given us, and part of ingenuity comes out of that. But at the same time, there comes a point in building that where you just look at a piece and you're like, wow, I really wish it was that way. Look at this Exacto knife I have. This looks useful. So, you know, there comes a point when you can put that to use, and I have. Like I had a Pahatu Nuva Fantoka revamp I did. You know those size 3 axles with the stud on the end of it?
Oh, yeah,
I cut it down to a size 1 axle, so it would fit in a certain part. So
I'm just against that in principle because of the reasons you mentioned. I feel like it's kind of cheating. Yeah. You're not otherwise, you know, you can create whatever you want, but it's just kind of like, well,
it's cheating. Yeah, it's that little door thing out of the Matrix.
Like some of the better MOCists do that. I'm thinking BCII. He does that a lot.
Yeah. So that's the end of the MOC section.
And now we do the art section. Oh wait.
Bar's not here because he's dead. I mean.
Wait a minute. I guess you could.
Now it's time for What the Heck with the Doo Doo Dudes. Oh, wait.
Vanessa's not here either.
Yay. Hang on. Wait. That is a double.
That is a double Durka Durk.
Yay.
Oh, yes, it is.
Who here is glad they aren't here? Raise your hands.
Not me. I kind of wish at least one of them was here. We need him here. He's actually legitimately funny.
Yeah, kind of.
Dance, Dance Revolution. Oh, no, wait. The one from last one. Job Stealers.
Danish Revolution.
Yeah, everyone, we interviewed comic maker Kahi Nuvas.
That was fun.
That was interesting. It was fun,
but...
Believe it or not, I was technically in that one, but I didn't list myself as...
Yeah, because... Yeah.
I was recording, yeah. I like my description on that episode. If I could pull it up.
I didn't see it.
It's on Podomatic. I think Mesa put it on the thing, on the topic. In this derptastic sideshow, LJ interrogates the wonderful, whimsical Kahi Nuva and all of his lawyers. Joining him in this madness, Vara, Meso, and Elena also try to make some sense of things. And hey, what about flying?
Where's the bomb, Kahi? Tell me where it is now!
I love that part. His message is like, what about flying? Awkward silence. What about flying? That was awesome. That had so many derps in it, though.
Yeah.
Yep. Extremely.
Alright, so I'm done ranting and randomly talking, so...
Well, you rant just like Elshie does, only he would talk nonstop for when he is criticizing.
Hey, we learn from the best.
Hey, hang on. Are you saying I rant too much? I do not rant too much. Ranting is when you talk nonstop, just constantly, not letting people get a word in. And no one lets your opinion be heard. But you are telling your opinion to everyone in the room nonstop talking while you are trying to help someone get better with something and talking about something and making a point.
Elshie.
Temper tantrum.
Well, that pretty much wraps this up.
Yes, sir.
Good grief, how long have we been going?
Bye.
Never mind. Don't answer that question.
Almost
you
an hour.
Have to make it another minute.
Bye, people.
Hang on a
yep,
little
bit. I'm LJ. I'm LJ.
You're LJ.
I'm Tom.
I'm the Sumiki, man with the sound effects and a weird laugh.
I'm Alina, the one who everyone was sort of blocking out today.
Sorry.
And I'm Mirica, whose voice has been on the fritz all day. Good night, and have a great one.
Yep.
I think I'm gonna go crawl in a corner now.
Aww. Oh. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye. Kanohi Journal, Lean by Uncle E Magazine. Go check it out and leave your organs at the door.